Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen to N, and this is day 25 of February. This is all about favourites. So, favourite article of clothing, probably my jeans, so I wear them all the time. Other than that, my purple coat, which I've had for a few years now, and it's kind of a Mac type coat, but it's also... So it's good for the spring and the autumn, and it's just the right shade of purple. So just being cheerful without being too garish, and I love that coat. Perfume, don't really wear perfume anymore ever since I had my first child, because they have to smell the mother, so I gave up perfume, and I never really got into it again. I do still have, for very rare occasions, L'Odyssée by Issey Miyake. Favourite month of the year, probably October, because I love the very sunny, crisp, clear October days, when the leaves on the trees have already turned all sorts of colours. You get gold and brown and red, and some are still green, and in the right light, and that's crisp October light, that can just look absolutely glorious, and it can still be quite warm as well. That, and it is the month of my birthday. A favourite way to renew your energy, either sleeping or not doing any chores and almost getting bored. That usually makes me feel like I want to do something again. Favourite colour, dark blue. Favourite takeout food, not sure that I have any. Pizza can be quite nice, but we don't really have that much that I would have a particular favourite. Favourite game, not really. Pass. TV show, again, whatever we're watching at the time. Genre of music, no, not really. It's probably quicker to say what I don't like. I like all sorts. Family tradition. I like the fact that we read stories before bedtime with the children. That's always fun. Especially the kind of books they're reading now, they're quite fun. Favorite holiday ever was before kids, was our holiday in the Maldives, because that was a real holiday. That was just 2 weeks of sun and sea and snorkeling and not doing anything. That was perfect. I don't really watch sport. Don't really go to concession stands. Amusement park ride. I'm quite boring these days. I feel nauseous when I go on a swing. So I don't think I'm going to go on anything. Maybe the Ferris wheel. I can still do that, because there's always... I love heights, because I grew up on the top floor of blocks of flats, so quite used to heights. So it's always, and I always find it interesting to see everything from above. Social media platform, probably Audioboo, or at least that's where I spend most of my time, and Instagram, because I like photos as well. Favourite saying or quote... Not sure that I have a favourite. I've got a little book with a collection, but I'm not sure that I have a current favourite. So other people could probably tell me more about that, because they know what I say all the time and I don't even notice. Favourite topic of conversation? Nothing in particular. It's the one that we used to do at students, where we went out to the pub in the evening and we had a glass of wine and some cheese and some olives, and we called it talking about God and the world. Mostly we wouldn't really talk about God, but we just talk about anything. It basically meant talking about anything, about, you know, the meaning of life and whatever came up, and we just had the most marvellous discussions, helped by all that beer and wine. So yes, that, something like that. Signature greeting, it depends, I would say, what it is, who it is, whether it's written down or face-to-face, but something like hi, hello. signature sign off. Again, it depends whether it's someone I know or whether it's work. So I don't think that I have a particular one. What I do like to do in emails, I do like to say hi, hello, or something. I don't like when people send me an email saying Yana and then carry on, because it's always like, whoa. Always feel a bit told off then. So I like to have a certain greeting and then, yeah, and the sign off. Well, there may be exes involved. It depends, as I say, it depends whether it's business or pleasure and who it is. Do you prefer watch or participate? Watch first, then participate. Lead or follow? Lead. Type or use longhand? Well, there's something to be said for using longhand with a nice fountain pen, but I find that I can type a lot more quickly these days, and also it's less likely to give me a cramp in my hand. Pen or pencil? Pen. Even though I have to say that I do have a, we called it a killer, but it's a pen that that erases ink. And then it's got the other side where you can write on the bit that you've just erased. Brilliant. Used to use it all the time at school. Still got that one. So pen, but I'm cheating, obviously. More shopping or online shopping? Yeah, I'm not really a fan. I mean, not for clothes shopping. I don't like to go into the shops, strangely enough. If it's something else that I need to have a look at for size and touch it, whatever, then I'll go to the shops, but otherwise I do a lot of online shopping these days. It's just more convenient. Bath or shower? Shower. And talk to people face to face, telephone, text or email. I'm not a fan of the telephone or even text so much. I think I prefer either face to face, because you get, because I feel then I get the conversation is a bit more 100% in terms of I get all the non-verbal clues as well, but also because it tends to be more of a social experience at the same time. That or email, because that appeals to me. Being a bit more long-winded, I think. But then again, text for being nice and short, and it feels more immediate, is good as well. And that's it. Right. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.